with messy potions, dosing sick babies, and sewing up bloody gashes? She asked herself crossly, annoyed at herself for feeling embarrassed. This isn't some tale where everyone wears cloth of gold and tunics with silk embroidery. Shandi would look pretty sad after a half day of my work.
Keisha, are we going to the market or not?
Shandi asked impatiently, then screwed up her face in a grimace as a whiff of vinegar reached her.
We're going, though I don't know why you want to go so badly, Keisha replied, hoping she didn't sound as irritated as she felt.
Die, Shandi replied promptly.
No, thank you. I have too much to do right now, Keisha said impishly, grinning as Shandi first looked puzzled, then mimed a blow at her for the pun.
You know what I mean, Shandi giggled. You never know what the hunters are going to bring in, and I'm still looking for a decent red, one that won't fade the first time someone looks too long at it.
She smiled. You know I need to have you along. After all, you know so much more about these things than I do, and you're better at bargaining. I'd be sure to get cheated, and then you'd be annoyed because you weren't with me to save me from a sharp trader.
Keisha's irritation